Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 279, and following that we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 279, Creation's Freedom Promises My Own. The end of dreams is promised me, because God's Son is not abandoned by His love. Only in dreams is there a time when He appears to be in prison and awaits a future freedom, if it be at all. Yet in reality, His dreams are gone, with truth established in their place. And now is freedom His already. Should I wait in chains which have been severed for release, when God is offering me the freedom now? Father, I will accept Your promises today and give my faith to them. My Father loves the Son whom He created as His own. Would You withhold the gifts You gave to me? Amen. Creation's freedom promises my own. When I let creation be free, when I let creation be free, I allow myself to be free. When I stop looking at everyone and everything around me, at creation, and I stop saying it should be this way or that way, I stop shoulding it. I stop judging it, and I allow it to be the way it is. Freedom. I let go of the judgment. I let go of sin. I no longer see sin and what is going on because I no longer have judgment. There are no longer rules that bind it to be one way or another. I allow it to be free, to move in whatever way it moves, without it moving in the way I think it should. And I allow that to happen. I allow myself the freedom to move without shoulding it. Because if I allow creation to be free, to move as it moves, my movement changes. And in order for my movement to change in a flowing way, I have to let go of the rigid roads I've built, my rigid laws I bind my movement to. In the flow of creation's freedom, my freedom flows with it. In a symbiotic way, and I can let go of judging it, because I claim freedom instead of prison. The peace of God passeth all understanding. In allowing creation to be free, I let go of the requirement that I understand it. I let go of the necessity to understand. It no longer needs to make sense. Because of my limited viewpoint as ego mind, as I look into the box of the world through my limited pinprick of a hole to view inside the box, along with 7 billion other pinprick holes looking into the box, each seeing only a minuscule part, not one seeing the whole. The movement of creation may not be understood. So in allowing creation to be free, I allow myself to let go of having to understand it, and instead I allow myself to fall in love with it, to be moved by it. I allow myself to be free. I remove the shackles. They fall from me. I am no longer chained to the shoulds I make, to the judgments, to the roads I've built, the laws I've made. The peace of God passeth all understanding when I let go of the requirement, of the need, of the shoulding, of the understanding of what is going on. Letting go of the context of the moment. And just trust the peace. Just trust creation. Trust the movement. And I fall into peace. Creation's freedom is my own. As I give freedom, I receive freedom. As I give freedom, I receive peace. In each moment, I make the decision to follow Spirit Guide, and I trust its guidance. And that is all I need to know, that in each moment, I trust its guidance, and that I am willing to follow it. And wherever it leads is perfect. Where it abides with me in peace. Creation's freedom is my own. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me to allow creation to be free, to allow myself to be free, and sink deeply, deeply into peace, into the love and devotion I have for you. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by observing the breath. Noticing the breath in an unattached way, just observing it. And we let go of all the ideas of how things should be. And we let go of needing to understand why things are. And we come unattached to even the thoughts that float into the mind. We simply float in peace, just allowing what is, without attachment. Allowing the space to simply be aware, to just be. Thank you for joining with me in abiding in the peace that freedom opens up. For giving and receiving freedom. Namaste.